NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown has spent this week digging into the Common Core standards, which will roll out in New Hampshire schools next fall. He joins us now to pull the camera back a bit and talk about what Common Core means in the big picture. Sam, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Rick.
The Common Core is expected to raise the bar for K through 12 students. And I think the big question we've had coming out of all your reports this week is, will students really be able to rise to the challenge, or are we kind of setting ourselves up for some failure?
Well, Rick, I think what we know is that high expectations are important in creating a culture of school success. Academics who have done studies on effective schools have identified high expectations as an essential element in raising test scores for students. But it's important to note that those expectations have to be communicated and implemented in the right way. So, for example, schools have to express these standards as the minimum acceptable level of achievement, and it has to be done in a context of a positive learning environment. It's also important that the standards actually be achievable. And with the Common Core, that is a big question. There are lots of people who are concerned that they're just too hard. And this is especially important when we talk about the early grades, because that builds the foundation for this sort of staircase of learning, the learning progression that people talk about when they talk about the Common Core. So if the K through 5 standards are too hard, those kids are not going to have the solid base that they'll need to build the rest of the standards on.
And obviously, you don't want to turn a child off to education at a young age like that. You want them to have the building blocks to move on to the harder material that they'll naturally have later on.
And that's exactly right. And many teachers are optimistic that these learning progressions will work as intended. Here's Trish Marie Ziakis. She's a first grade teacher here in Concord that I talked to for the series. Here's her take on the standards.
I feel like the Common Core is more developmentally appropriate. It's looking for depth instead of being all over the place and having a spiral curriculum, where in first grade, my class right now is doing equivalent fractions when somebody can't really fluently add and subtract. That's really not appropriate.
You know, that's interesting. I know from my own experience as a parent, seeing my children do fractions in younger grades like that, it sounds like, you know, they're expected to do that now, but later on they won't be. I mean, isn't that actually a lesser standard?
Sure. And now, in a way, it is. And what I've heard from a lot of math teachers, especially in the early grades, that the Common Core has fewer ideas because they focus on laying this strong foundation and building what they call math fluency. And then they backload from the sixth grade on. They really pile on the ideas. So they start out slower and then they accelerate later on.
What about kids who are simply unable to meet these higher standards? I mean, there's always going to be a certain percentage of kids that are, you know, going to struggle in school. And when you ratchet up the difficulty, especially in fifth, sixth, seventh grade, you know, what happens to them?
So that is exactly the question that remains unanswered. And there's going to be a lot of policymaking involved in answering that question. And I think that we really don't know right now. Look, one of the things that's been posited by researchers is that the effect of schooling on increasing student test scores is, you know, it's only about 20%. Closer to 40 or 50% can be ascribed to their home life. So if a child has a difficult home life, they're going to struggle in school, and there's only so much a teacher can do to bring them up.
So really it becomes a question of, you know, high expectations here. How much can we realistically expect?
Right. And there's, you know, there's increasing income disparity in the United States, increasing child poverty. How much can higher standards do to reverse those trends? So here's Rebecca Holcomb. She's the director of education over at Dartmouth College. She pointed out to me when I was doing the series that if you want to improve education outcomes, you might want to start somewhere else other than schools.
You know, it's funny. I think it was the superintendent of the Montgomery County Schools said recently that the best educational reform that happened recently was healthcare reform.
So we should really temper our enthusiasm going forward, do you think?
Well, it's just important to remember that the Common Core is not a panacea. Because let's not forget that the amount of time and resources that school districts give to their teachers to let them do the good work of implementing these standards is going to make a lot of difference. Just asking these teachers to ratchet up the difficulty without doing the training required to support that change will not go well. So it's a fair bet that there'll be some stunning successes in some schools and more of the same in others. So let's just see how it goes.
NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown. Sam, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Rick.